Hard to believe one will never see that band play live ever again. Great song, Chime. By the way, gone the whole show, and you haven't mentioned that your guy is headlining Boston Calling.
I know, Dave Matthews on Sunday.
Oh, my Lord, Chime.
I couldn't believe it.
How many days are you taking off to go to the concert?
Yeah, you're going to have to flex that Monday.
No, I won't.
Oh, no, Monday will be Memorial Day, so you'll be all set.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. There you go.
Ty Law's here. Before we get to the most entertaining play of the game, where are you so far on the college playoff system?
I love it. I love it. I think it's brought some more excitement to it. I mean, different teams, not always the same teams all the time. They might be in it, but you never know. It's kind of like the NFL playoffs. It starts a whole new season once you get in. So I'm loving it. The only thing that I don't like is Ohio State getting this far. I don't like that.
They have a legitimate chance to win the whole thing,
too. That's what I'm saying, because the way things played out. So I don't like that, but
they stomped Oregon.
Exactly.
They stomped them. I mean, my Bulldogs are up, but I think that they're probably the favorite.
Do you want Ohio State to make it all the way and then lose embarrassingly in the championship? Like, where do you fall as a Michigan fan?
No, because it's a chance when you get there. It's a chance when you get there. But
we don't even want them in the big game.
No, we got bragging rights because we beat them.
Right.
You know what I mean? As far as that little rivalry. Mm-hmm. But, you always got to, against them a little bit.
When it comes to extending the season and more football at this time, I think it's great.
Yeah, I love it. I told you what I would do. I would eliminate the conference championships. I would do it like the FCS does it. I would add more teams, and I would use the bowl locations, some of those bowl locations, because you can't get rid of those bowls, to play some of those playoff games. And I would add the more teams, and I would do just like the FCS does and get rid of the conference championships. The conference championships are useless. And so in the FCS, they do 24 teams. And granted, like, there might be some blowouts, but you're always going to see that anyways. I'd rather watch a blowout playoff game than watch a crappy bowl game. No offense, Wasabi Bowl.
So do away with the conference championships, and then you eliminate the issue that they had this year, which is the byes. Because some people were unhappy. Like, the byes, the suggestion is that the byes should be based on seeding.
Yes. And you could still do the buys because the FCS, they do the buys as well. So you could still do the buys. You would just do it based off of seeding. And then you would have the bowl games you could keep for location. So now fans could go, okay. And I get some people want that first home game, which you probably could still figure that one out. But people could say, you know what? Now we're going to go to Fenway and see two teams play in the playoffs that are going to be a lot more interesting.
Yeah, but I think it's the history of college football. Like, people, for whatever, they so used to seeing those conference, those championship games. It's usually a pretty big game, especially when you're talking about the SEC, Big Ten. And it's like, it's going to be hard to get people to not want to see that.
What about the ratings?
It's a revenue generator as well. There's a lot of money being made on those things.
What about the ratings you could get if you actually televised the conference committee meeting? The deliberations about deciding which seed is where.
And how they decided that?
Yeah, wouldn't that be better for transparency?
I mean, I think it definitely would. I love it. And so I'm just kind of like, throwing my ish at the wall and see what sticks.
They need a commissioner.
Yeah, they definitely need that.
They need a commissioner.
People are lobbying for, or people are saying Nick Saban should be the guy, which I think, he would probably understand all of those things that need to be done, because I love college football, and I think it's great that we get to see Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Yes.
I mean, it's 5 days of football playoffs starting Thursday, which is awesome, NFL and college. All right, most entertaining play of the game is brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Any suggestions from the
easy choice. The touchdown that got taken away due to a penalty from Joe Milton, where he spun out of three sacks and then threw an absolute laser beam. Yes, to Pop Douglas.
He played pretty well.
Yeah.
Joe Milton played well. I know he's playing against the backers, but he showed something. Yeah. He played pretty good.
Okay. I mean, can we pump the brakes a little? I mean, it was against guys who they just brought in.
You didn't like the backflip, Greg? You didn't like the backflip?
No, I mean, I understand.
That was pretty athletic.
He looked really good against a football team that was doing whatever they possibly could to lose a football game. I mean, I don't.
I think it's just more of his skill set. Like, I took away...
Would you keep him around, or would you trade him, like, if you could get a fifth or a sixth or whatever?
I would play him a lot in the preseason, and then I would try to trade him. Because I think off of his skill set, he looks like Cam Newton 2015, just how his athletic abilities, his size, the way he kind of moves. So I would play him a lot in the preseason, and then I would see you drafted him with a six-round pick. Maybe you can get a third or a fourth-round pick for a guy like that because, you know, he's not going
to
play.
I got a question for you guys. Was y'all... rooting for the Patriots to lose to get the first pick? I mean, what did y'all stand on that?
Yes. Hell yeah. Yeah. Huh? Hell yeah.
But do you think as players that Gerard is going to go out there and coach his team to lose? We don't do that,
no.
Wiggy. You know that. You know, everybody.
No, but what?
Okay, yeah. We got to drop that. Put us in the swear jar. Yeah. If you call something, guess what? How you going to get respect as a coach? We know that was a terrible call. You trying to lose, man.
Yeah,
right. We don't care about that. I'm auditioning for the next season. I probably ain't going to be here anyway. Right. So you ain't going
to
do that.
We had to dump out of that, but you said BS. You're calling or you're putting BS guys in or whatever you said. Wiggy was suggesting that you could have, at least on the offensive side of the football, you could have designed plays that were not destined for success.
Yeah, it's third and seven. Run the ball.
Okay, now, depending on the situation, what do you think the players are going to do, Wiggy?
Oh, the players.
We're going to compete regardless.
The players are competing. I'm not saying the players are competing. The only outcome of the game controlled by is the coaches. But I'm saying if it's third and seven and you run the ball, you're less likely to make a first down versus calling a pass play. That's how you might control the outcome. But
you could lose your team like that more than what you already may have because now you're sitting there, you're playing for the first pick.
Right.
It's currency.
Ty,
who's
going to be back on this team? Who do you want back on this team anyway? I don't care if you lose them.
I know, but that's my point. They're going to play hard to win.
Do you think the Bills players cared about playing to lose?
They didn't look. They were still going out there to compete too.
Yeah, the players are competing.
The players is competing.
Yeah, the players.
Can't tell me to go out there and lose for the first pick that I'm not. I don't know what he's going to do anyway.
No.
Now it's currency.
Imagine being Joe Milton. You have the best tape now.
You
going
damn
into next
right.
He's
going to go out there and play.
Yeah, the players are
competing. Sean McDermott had no problem declining the penalty, and because he was coaching to lose.
Right. You know how the players know we're losing is like I said, it's third and ten. And we call a draw.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? We're running the football on third and 10? But I'm still competing to block my ass off. And
yep.
The running back's still competing to try to pick it up because he's trying to put good tape on film. But the coaches know,
that's
like,
my point.
Don't kick a field goal. All right, we'll go for it rather than kick a field goal.
Right.
And that's the way that the coaches put their hand in losing. I agree. The players, most of the time, we don't even know what draft pick that the team's getting. We're just like, I need to do what I got to do so I have a job next year.
This reminds me, I don't think I've ever asked you this. What were you tanking for at Brockton?
Great.
All right.
Oh.
All right. We have got
like Mayo, I was told one thing and done another thing.
Unbelievable.
I think we have to take a break. Ty,
and this is really good eighth grader. That's what we were tanking for.
Ty Law is here on a Ty Tuesday. We'll be right back.